Scott's cat
for years,
Steve Williams,
who carried Tiger's bag for years until Woods recently fired him. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, that rapidly rising radio station that's just roaring through the Arbitrons. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, August the 5th. What day could that
it's
be?
It's Carl Bott's birthday. Your mother gave birth to you today on this day in West Virginia?
In Charleston, West Virginia, 63 years ago.
That's right.
Ooh, yeah, it's just a number. It's a number. I feel like going out and just dancing the night away.
What did you say this morning when we woke up? You said that was, you know, when you're 30, you never think you're going to be 63.
Well, there were times when I was 20, I wasn't sure I was going to be 21, too. But, you know, we made it. So, but anyway, hey, welcome aboard to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR. Of course, we're always here with, and he's on the, Bad Bob is back, but he can't talk. He's on the phone right now. But while we're waiting for him, you know, we've got, our phone numbers are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we're chatting. I haven't seen the chat room yet. It hasn't got turned around and turned on yet, but I'm getting there.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Sir, I have a call you're really going to want to take.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Take it away, Barbara.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Twinkle Toes. I wanted to be the first one to remind you what a wonderful dancer you really, really are.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Barbara. You know, you are a very kind person, and thanks for everybody's kind comments. I saw the DVD. I understand the term dancing bear now.
When the shoe fits, huh?
I tell you what. Yeah, and it fit. And it hit, too. So.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I think Bob did a great job.
He did a great job, and Kathy Babcock performed a miracle.
Yeah, well, no, she just worked with you, and she got you to do what you should be doing, that's all.
There you
out
go.
Out there having fun.
Well, you know what, and it was great fun.
Well, Barbara, as we are sitting here, patting each other's back and saying that you're great, we thank you. I mean, I think a lot of the times during birthdays, it's really appreciating the gifts in your life, and you have been such a gift in our lives and so much of the North States. For your tireless, it's a perfect, I think a perfect description of one who tirelessly gives of oneself for the betterment of the community, and you do that. And we're so honored to be in your realm.
Well, I'm honored to have you as friends. I mean, it's a big deal to have people like you on your side, you know. I mean, you do a lot for the community, and you have fit in like a glove here, so it's just great.
Well,
to have you guys there and doing your job.
Well, thank you so much.
Hey,
thank
I'll
you.
See you tomorrow at Paisano Days.
Yes.
We're going to be there.
Going to buy tickets
too.
And
we're going to be there today at the Patriot.
I'm going to bite the bullet and sell tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Do that. We'll be there then.
All right. Have a good ride today.
All right. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks.
Wow.
Barbara Harrison, by the way, that what we are going to do today at, is it 11:30?
No, we're going to be up there probably around 11 o'clock. We're going to be at Anderson's Walmart because
the
Patriot Tour is coming by, and they're going to be passing the flag from one Harley group or one motorcycle group to another across the 48 states to honor our veterans, past, present, and fallen. And they should be, it started in Wisconsin back in May. It's coming from Chico to us. It'll be here at approximately 11:15 today. And then everybody will leave and escort. Our group will then escort the flag to Redding Harley-Davidson. There'll be a reception ceremony. Followed by a barbecue up there, and then tomorrow it heads out to Medford, Oregon. So everybody should come. All right, before we take our break, let's go to Chris with Wells Fargo Market Minute. I can't wait to hear this one, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, it has been a roller coaster ride, and the markets are now mixed after opening higher earlier this morning. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 5 points at 11,392. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 1196, while the NASDAQ Composite's giving up 21 points at 2535. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 330 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 15 cents at 868. General Electric's up 23 cents at 1670. Ford's down 7 cents at 1079, while Citigroup is off 56 cents at 3425. Of local interest, PG&E is up 23 cents at $40.88. Safeway up 19 cents at 1938. And North Valley Bank is down 35 cents at $10.05. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.51%. while the two-year treasury is yielding 0.3. Oil's up 78 cents a barrel at $87.41, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $12.24 an ounce at $16.60.14, while silver's up 12 cents an ounce at $38.90. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Appreciate that. Okay, but we have somebody else on the line. Bad Bob?
Yeah, we have Jim Dahl on the line while I take care of the other line.
Okay, Jim, good morning. Jim.
Yes.
Yes, you're on live.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, congratulations to you, Mr. Carl.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Hey, I knew you were always a lot older than I was. I knew that. Because I'm not 63 for 23 more days.
Well, you know what? You hold it so well. You don't look much older than, like, 12.
Little whippersnapper.
Oh, hey, yeah. Well, thanks. My wife would say I don't act much more than that either. Hey, congratulations, and both for Linda putting up with you and for just a great, great example you guys are for us. So, we do appreciate you, and it was nice seeing those twinkle toes go so well. You did a great job. You honored those of us who are all turned 63.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jim. And
Jim Dahl married us.
That's right. He was he officiated at our wedding, something that I've never looked back
for
a day.
That was a real honor. You were a lot younger back then.
Thank you, James.
Hey, well, hey, congratulations, guy. Have a great day, and in 23 more days, I'll join you. So
please do come in and have a cupcake.
Hey, that'll be great. Hey, bless you guys. Have a great day, and thanks again for all you do for us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, you know, we're gonna have to take a break here.
Having those calls come in. Hold on the other end.
We do have to take breaks.
I wonder what those
are
about.
I don't know.
We'll take a break. We're gonna hurry up and come right back, because we got some good stuff up for you.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, Bad Bob.
Yet another call you're really going to want to take, sir.
Okay, I'm waiting. Hey, you're live on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, brother. Happy birthday.
Oh, sis, how are you?
I'm good.
How's the weather back there in Chattanooga, Tennessee?
Well, it's just slightly 100 degrees and 100% humidity, and we love it.
Are you laying on the floor while you're doing your job? Face down or face up, I don't know.
Now, the only reason I wanted to call is to make sure everybody knows that Carl's older than I am. He's my older brother.
I am. It's by years, but I tell you what, you aged me when I was younger. I still have scars on the side of my head from my little sister just whipping up on me.
Yeah.
So.
Just keep trying to sell that.
Now,
seriously, we wanted to call and tell you happy birthday and hope you have a great day and listening to your program here live, streaming on the computer.
Well, you know, that's one of the things we really like, that when it streams and people can hear. We get phone calls from a lot of places. You know, the fact that Chattanooga has now got electricity is one of the big things that I feel very good about.
Oh, my
God.
Well,
we really like it, too, that it comes and goes.
Your distaste or your love?
This is... if you just tuned in, this is my sister whom I love deeply. You know, it's my little sister, but she's always
been your brother-in-law.
And my brother-in-law, Steve, is like my brother. And it's kind of like...
The Thomases and the Johnsons.
They've always been a little bit... Yeah, Sandy and Steve Johnson.
Right. I've been looking up my lineage. I said, you know what? We probably are related about, you know, the Thomases and the Johnsons and the Botts. You know, they all go back. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling, sis.
All right. Hey, Linda. We love you both.
We love you too.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
We love you too, sis.
That was really nice.
Go give Steve a hug for us. Okay. Yeah, that was nice. Kind of.
Well, she was talking about the weather. I want to tell, first of all, Casey and our 1460, welcome to the program this morning, 716. Oh, boy. Lots of changes in the air throughout the country, throughout the world, and things happening locally here as well. Today, we're going to have a temperature soaring into the 90s, actually. We can't be talking. Excuse me. That was my glasses. My new... bifocals. Thank you. Hot 96 today, clear 65 tonight. Tomorrow, Saturday, fabulous day, especially to if you're going to go riding, it's a good time to ride. High 96, clear of tonight, tomorrow night in the 65. And Bob, you're just waiting to say something. I could see that.
I just want to say thank you for easing me back into my job after 2 days out of town. I mean,
you were
everything
in Reno.
Yes, I was on a video shoot for on a government gig over in Reno, and I come back and everything's gone in a handbasket.
Oh.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty of the business.
That's not true. There's been no changes except our ratings went
except
up.
Except for you're
except
older.
Except our ratings went up, and I'm a year older.
Hey, you know what's really cool? And again, I want to say thank you to our listeners. You know, to be loyal listeners is something that really means a lot to Carl and I. It's what makes it motivates us. To, you know, just to, we love this community. We want to see this community thrive and be successful. And we feel the same from you. And so, you know, we don't really, for us, because we're such a, you know, kind of the mom and pop small station. It's not like we're this conglomerate, radio thing that really, the ratings are important for certain people, but it really matters in a certain sense when you fill out those arbitrons. So we went up in arbitrons, and we thank you it's because of you that we have. I mean, otherwise we're just empty, you know, it's just empty airwaves here with a lot of chatting
anyway,
on it.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I just wanted to interject that you guys have made a business that I have watched over the last 30 years kind of fade into mediocrity interesting again as a radio person for most of my so-called adult life. You've made it interesting once again, and I appreciate that.
Well, you know, Bob, we appreciate you, Bad Bob, and Just Bob, and you know, Diane.
Our news guy.
Yeah,
comes in every day loyally.
Does that. You know, our people on the weekends, I can't say enough about, Frank Galusha and Ernie and Dave, Kurt Largent, Dr. Trudy Pratt, Nancy.
Nancy's coming in this morning.
Yeah, Nancy.
She was on the front page yesterday.
Katie Cundy, and of course, you know, Bob and Brenda have their show. And on Sundays, We the People, and then Sovereign Minds with Doug Craig has always got a different point of view than most people have. Now, I shouldn't say that. He's got a different point of view that is shared by many people in town. And then, of course, Don Shulman from 11 to 1, the Don Schulman Show, and he has everything on his show. And then our radio theater, new radio theater, which is unheard of anywhere else around, it's live radio theater. And then, of course, Sovereign Minds discussing those topics that impact so directly on us from day to day. We're very proud of our station. We're very proud of the people that are on our station. So this makes it easy. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking. There was a shooting yesterday. I talked to Sheriff Thomas Finkel last night. We're going to talk about some of the things going on. We're going to talk about city council's under fire again for maybe breaking the Brown Act. And we're going to talk about what happened on President Obama's birthday. This is Carl in the Block. It's August the 5th, 7:20 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
I'm stupidly happy.
Another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month, you get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Of course, Carl's been called into the other station. I think they want to do a little roast or toast. We'll take it. This is KCNR 1460. Hi, Carl and Linda Bott here. Let's see. What was it? Monitoring has increased on the 45-foot-long female gray whale that has been stuck in the Klamath River since late June. Oh, wow. The mother gray whale was initially accompanied by her 15-foot calf, but the calf swam back to sea. Scientists have been attempting to collect gas samples from the whale's blowhole. The samples tell the whale's nutritional state, stress level, and any diseases she may be suffering from. Experts say they're playing music and driving boats around the whale to help lower her stress level. You know what? There should be a whole. There's got to be a documentary on this one. The stuck whale has become a celebrity, attracting thousands of people attempting to catch a glimpse of this spectacle. Whales have gotten stuck in rivers before, but experts say they usually leave after a week, making this case particularly unusual. So let's keep watching the whale. Okay, you know how we're talking about maps and districts changing just freaks me out. I don't know about you. Just still scratching your head over how California Citizens Redistricting Commission has reshaped the districts of legislators and members of Congress? Well, fear no more. Sacramento Bee has created an interactive map that allows you to enter a California address and see the new boundaries and political makeup for Assembly, Senate, and congressional districts. The commission is scheduled to give final approval to the maps on August 15th, challenging perhaps in court and in the ballot are likely to follow. But for now, see the 14-member panel redrew the lines at, that's www.sacb.com/capital in California. So we have a phone call from Bob. Welcome to the program, Bob. You're live.
Good morning.
Hi.
And happy birthday.
Good morning. Thank you, Bob.
And I just want to say, for Small Station, you're making a huge impact on the community.
Well, thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, Bob, for being, you have been with us since the beginning, and we really appreciate your loyalty. And today, that's what we're talking about, how loyalty matters.
Yeah. Didn't you say you registered as an independent?
I am an independent. I don't know how I'm registered. I have to go back and check, you know, but it's either as a Republican or an independent, yes.
If you're an independent, you can outvote in the presidential primary.
Well, you know what? Then I probably should go back and make sure I can vote in a primary, since it appears that under the new laws we have in California that if it's the person who gets the highest amount of votes in the primaries that gets on the ballot.
Yeah. Now, you can vote. You just can't vote for the presidential nominee.
Oh, okay. But you know what? I would love to see that everybody have the ability to, you know, to vote independent so that you're not just stuck in this morass we're in.
I'd like to see more people vote.
Yeah, that's the other thing, more people voting.
See, instead of being so dissected, how about who's the best man for the job?
Yeah.
Exactly. Who's the best for the country?
Yes.
What's best for the country? Not what's best for Obama or anything else.
You know, and this thing, too, is that we need to research. We really need to research what people say and who they are and what they stand for and what they're going to do, because what people say, unfortunately, when they're running for office, and I think of this at a lot of levels, is not what they do when they get in there. Now, you know, part of it may be that they can't do it, but part of it, I think, is just blatantly just telling us what we want to hear until they get elected and then doing what they want. Unfortunately.
I think a lot of with the media also, and you always hear, well, that's just politics. That's just the way it is, and that's got to change.
It does have to change. You know what? We've gotten ourselves and our country to the point right now, my friends, that yesterday was the largest drop on Wall Street. It was the eighth largest drop on Wall Street in history. Silver and gold is going through the roof. You know, unemployment is still over 400,000. It's 9.1. We dropped a little bit to 9.1 for unemployment, but people picking, looking for unemployment for the first time is still over 400,000. We're still spending trillions. We're still, Europe is quaking, Japan's down, and what's our plan? You know, what's the plan? And yet, you know, we make more than enough money. I think everybody agrees. It's like the state of California. We make more than enough money. We just keep spending. And it seems like that even with this facing us, we can't stop.
Yep.
Well, but I sure appreciate you calling.
Some people have money. They go to Obama's birthday party, I guess.
No, we're going to car.
We're going to go to my birthday
party. We're going to ride with the American flag and bring it back into Reading, and that's a great way to celebrate a symbol of our freedom and be out with the Patriot Guard riders and the Missing in America project, and maybe we'll see you out there. But we thank you so much for supporting us and being a great citizen, Bob.
Thank you. You're welcome, and keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, you know what? I didn't see Air Force One. Did anybody see Air Force One
fly over for you?
Fly over just in case?
Well,
anybody see Air Force One?
Late. No. It's never too late. Hey, we have about 30 seconds left, and we're talking about what's going on with all the stuff that is just intense. And so coming up, we've got Nancy Sutton Pierce here, front cover of Health Magazine yesterday. We're going to take a break here.
That's right. Carl on the bottom. This is Free Fire Radio.
The Fox Business Network. Wall Street seeing more volatility today following the market's worst single-day drop since 2008 on Thursday. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow erasing its earlier gains on today's government jobs report. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 25 points. The labor market getting an unexpected boost last month. 117,000 jobs were added to the economy in July. That's better than the past 2 months, which were also revised higher. Though the number beat forecast, it still falls short of what's needed to create any kind of recovery in the job sector. And the unemployment rate fell because more people left the workforce and stopped looking for work. Fannie Mae is reporting a wider-than-expected loss during its second quarter. As the housing and mortgage markets continue struggling, the government-controlled mortgage company is trying to reduce its defaults. Fannie Mae is also seeking more than $5 billion in funds from the Treasury Department. This is in addition to the $100 billion it received to stay afloat, making it one of the most expensive government bailouts. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
We're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data.
While paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000.
It can simplify storage management.
And improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engine/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
Save the date. Wednesday, August 17th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-aged children. Vendors will be located in the event center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. Blood Source Mobile on site. Blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For more information on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or contact Trish Stopers at 530-226-1734. Or better yet, head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino on August 17th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Redding Rancheria Health Clinic, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 735 on our new atomic clock. August the 5th, an auspicious day, one that is a day of Harley riding and other things.
Your mother gave birth to you today.
She did.
You always remember the mom and dad.
I remember it because she would wake me up every morning with a slap up the side of the head on August 5th. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live to KCNR 1460. And thank you, everybody that's on here, and thank you for the happy birthday wishes, Val, and everybody.
All right.
J.R.D. Smiles is back.
Yes, he is.
John! You know, John, You know, people call me at night. Is John okay? Is John okay?
I know. I hope you're... You said in your chat, in the chat room, by the way, the chat room is KCNR1460.com. We love you guys, and it's just the pages are flipping. So, J.R.D., welcome back. We're glad that you're rested and you're well. And yeah,
and J.R.D.,
we need to kick around some stuff.
Yeah, we have an idea that you're going to like.
Okay, so let's get to the phones.
Amy.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I bet I don't look a day over 25, and Arnold had better watch out. I am pumped up.
Well, so Amy is our trainer. You'll be surprised, too, and just about coming up here in a few seconds after you will be Nancy Sutton Pierce, who's we're going to be talking about health and yoga.
That's when we get to John.
And Amy, you're going to be telling us about tip of the week for nutrition.
Well, actually, today I want to talk about...
Hey, Amy, Amy, hear this?
Yeah?
That's the sound. That's the sound of my shirt ripping from my bicep because I just pumped.
Oh, God. You know why, Carl? That's because you dream big.
At least it wasn't you bending over.
I'm glad to see you made those windows, those doors a little bit bigger for my shoulders to get into Adamson's Peak Performance.
You know, and speaking of that, Carl, today what I do when I talk to people about is dreaming big.
There
you know,
goes the other shark. Okay, sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay, the first time was good. Go ahead, Amy. We're ready now, I swear.
All right. When most people come into the gym, they just come in and say they want to get fit. But I want people to start dreaming big. I want people to start thinking about the things that they've always been afraid to do and never tried. Because maybe a fitness level. I want to know what people's epic dreams are. I want to challenge people to think about, hey, maybe I do want to climb Mount Shasta, or hey, maybe I do want to dance on Dancing with the Stars. And come in with that goal behind, and let us at Adamson's help you get fit for your epic dream. So that's my challenge for people today, is to start thinking about those things that you thought you could do. Maybe it's hiking with your grandkids, or maybe it's kayaking on the Sacramento, or maybe it's hiking someplace you never thought you'd hike before.
Hey, Amy, this is Nancy, and I did something new recently. I'll say my age. Okay, I'm 53, and I did I surfed for the first time.
Ah, congratulations!
It was so exciting.
And that's just it, yeah. And getting in the right fitness, health, and the right shape makes that experience a higher quality for you.
I can promise you that if you work out. And you keep yourself fit and flexible. That, you know, you may age, but you don't age at something where all of a sudden you can't do things.
You get older, you don't age.
That's right. You can get older, but you can keep yourself fit and flexible, and just and continue to move on.
Jack LaLanne, how long did he live? He always talked about stretching.
Anyway,
well,
Amy,
thank you so much.
You.
Have a wonderful weekend again, Amy Palko from Adamson's Peak
Performance.
Not
Palko.
Thanks, guys. Keep dreaming big.
Hey, all right, Amy. Thanks. Amy, last name again?
Dendis.
Got it.
Amy Dendis, newlywed.
Right.
All right.
All right. Hey, let's go to the phone. Hey, John. Good morning, John. John, good morning. Are you still there?
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
John.
Hi, guys. Happy birthday, Carl.
John, we were worried about you.
Well, you know what? I should have been more
you gotta ride
communicative.
Got to ride home. Give us a call.
Situation, and I, from now on, of course, I will be. I didn't realize that I had that many people who were going to be concerned about it. But I went down and played Patriarch to my grandchildren, and it was a whole reunion of grandkids, and it was just a fabulous time, and I was so engaged with them, I couldn't believe it. It's renewed my entire spirit.
Wow, because they are the future, and that's your legacy.
And they are so very, very bright. They are just absolutely intelligent and bright, and I can't get over what a good time I had. Now, I have one thing I've got to deal with here with you guys.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carl. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, sign that man up for senior idol.
You were so brave.
I think so. Thank you
he
so much.
He gets a bravery
John.
Tattoo.
Yeah, we'll get. Yeah, but yeah, this. Yeah, come on down and get a bravery tattoo.
I'll come down and visit with you guys, okay?
Yeah, please. Yeah, do that.
Talk to you soon.
You bet. Take care, John.
Thank you, John.
All right, bye-bye.
That's really cool. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about treating chronic pain. The front of the health section yesterday in the Record Searchlight was all about how to be able to deal with staying fit and chronic suffering, and we have our expert here on yoga, Nancy Sutton Pierce. This is really interesting because this is a different twist, something that you may not have heard before, coming right up after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cut away coat, perfect fit, putting on the Ritz.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms. From animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on August the 5th, 7:43 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our good friends down there.
Oreo Blast is the flavor of the month at Espresso Joe's.
They have an Ethiopian Yurtdegi Gra.
Yeah. type of coffee. And if you don't think I pronounced it right, well, then I tell you what, you go down there.
You go down and find out. $3.50 all month for the Oreo Blast, and that's their special coffee of the month. And it's really the cheapest coffee beans. I don't mean cheap. I mean inexpensive coffee that you can get anywhere.
You're not going to find them anywhere else.
Fresh.
And plus all the things they do, they have veterans discounts, and they do so much for our community. Joe and Shelley, that's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
All right, so let's talk about the fact that, you know, as we age and we go through life, there's things that we have are maybe chronic pain, or you know, we've been really out of alignment, or we have osteoporosis, or certain things as we have been in an accident and feel like we just are locked up and can't go anywhere. When I say we, I'm talking about, I'm sure everybody listening has had some kind of thing, their wrist, their elbow, something, especially if you've ever been athletic. Well, with us this morning is the expert in yoga, and on the front of the health magazine or the health section of the Record Searchlight yesterday was treating it with yoga, and that's chronic sufferers with this new approach. Welcome, Nancy Sutton Pierce.
Welcome. Good morning and happy birthday, Carl.
Well, thank you, Nancy. So you were surfing.
I was surfing.
Did you use Mark as your board? So did he
enjoy
it?
That's where I practice.
By the way, Dr. Pierce is going to be on our show here in the near future with his putting on his medical hat, talking about the battles they're having in the trenches right now under Obamacare.
Mm.
And we've got other doctors coming on, healthcare systems. You know, my friends, we're in trouble. Anyway, it has nothing to do with this show.
We're going to try to get out of trouble here.
Yes.
So I think you use the term, Linda, which is I think is endearing, a new approach. You know, yoga is 6,000-7,000 years old, so it's a very old approach to age old problems, and it can be applied to anything in anybody at any time. So that's what I want to say about that. But really what I do is yoga therapy. I teach conscious living yoga, which is a different approach than gym yoga, than some of the other yoga studios are teaching in Reading. They do more athletic yoga. It's more about yoga aerobics, you know.
It's sweaty yoga.
It's just about the physical. You know, they're just dealing with the physical body. And if I've learned anything in this life, it's that we are way more than the physical body. And so if I just approach a person just on the physical body, I'm going to miss a lot of what's going on with them. And so in conscious living yoga and in iRest practice, which is what I teach and that was we were talking about in this article, it's really about body, mind, spirit, and it's about treating the whole person. And bringing them to a place of understanding their situation and why they got there.
Well, do you care? Could you share with our listeners that you? Well, you have Nancy Sutton's Pierce's House of Yoga.
Yes,
but you also teach elsewhere, and you're teaching classes for chronic pain.
Yes, at Shasta Community Health Center every week, Tuesday, from 2 to 3:30 in the afternoon. It's free. Free, that means no money is accepted to come to this class.
But
the community.
But there's been a grant that's been graciously given for our community, so our community can be healthy.
Right, and Shasta Community Health Center actually is so supporting it on their own now. So they're paying me to be there to teach this class every week to anybody in the community that's suffering.
That's honoring you, our listeners, and honoring you as the teacher. So
right.
I think that that's pretty win-win there.
Right. And all you have to do to attend is show up. Try to get there a little bit before 2 and get set up. There's people there that have the mat set up. We have mats and blankets. You can bring your own mat or blanket or pillows, whatever you want to be comfortable. You don't have to be able to do anything.
So can you give us like a visual for our listening audience, people driving? We think of people, I hate to say that, you think of yoga, you think of, tall and lean and, no fat on your body. Let's talk about the people in your class, or ish.
Well, if you look at the picture in the article in Record Searchlight, it'll show you real people with wearing real clothes, sitting on the floor, you know, just kind of stretching an arm.
All ages, all shapes.
All ages, all shapes, all abilities. We've even had people come in wheelchairs, people that can't get on the floor. I have lots of chairs. We prop them up. We cushion the chairs. We make them comfortable. So you don't have to be able to do anything in particular to get a lot out of this yoga practice, because it's body, mind, spirit. So even if you're just going to be present and breathe and think differently and listen to how we talk about things. You know, I was talking to a planner yesterday about kind of my marketing routine here, and I look at the world through very different eyes. And so I stand on my head a lot. Maybe that has a lot to do with it. But when you look at the world upside down or backwards or inside out, you start to look at things with a different perspective. And I look at pain with a very different perspective from what our culture has taught us. I look at it as a teacher, not as something to avoid or numb as soon as we feel it. It's a teacher, and it's very important for us. But we need to learn what we need to learn from it so we can move on. In this class, I teach people how to learn from their suffering, and how to expand their life because of the suffering, not try to avoid it. So it's really a different perspective. People go out of there feeling better about themselves, feeling better about their lives, having taken just an hour and a half out of their life and day to do something nice for themselves. Who couldn't use that? And it's free. So
that's pretty spectacular. We're going to take a break. Coming back, Nancy Sutton Pierce. And, of course, if you were looking at the paper yesterday, the front of the health magazine, or the health section of the Record Searchlight, treating chronic suffering with yoga. We're also going to talk about a new channel that you've got and some of the new things on your website. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. By the way, Carl's birthday is today. Celebrating life here on KCNR 1460.
A friend of mine, she cries at night and she calls me on the phone. Sees babies everywhere she goes and she wants one of her own. She's waited long enough, she says, and still he can't decide.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Prison's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Prison's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crescent's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day.
Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460.
7:55 in the morning, August the 5th. And yeah, I'm walking on sunshine. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com with our friends. Good morning, Angel. She just hopped on. I see Coach Bob. And
good morning, guys.
Pacheco kid.
You're looking at high of 96 today, low of clear with 65. Tomorrow is going to be low, a high of 96 with a low of 65. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. Tomorrow is Kerry Robinson and Greg Diaguala are going to be playing their jazz out on the deck. So 474-5546. Get you reservations. I'm telling you, it's a fabulous place to watch the sunset, and don't forget their delicious meals and wine. Our guest this morning.
Wait a minute, I have to answer something here. Yes, I have a birth certificate. No, I'm not hiding it. No, I wasn't born in Hawaii where they put it on poi paper and eat it later. No. Okay, if you want to see it, I will have it available at the station for people that don't believe that I'm 23. Okay, all right, your turn.
Well, our guest this morning is Nancy Sutton Pierce, and we're going back to what we were talking about with the fact that we all experience some sort of, just going through life. It could be a sport injury that we've had since we were kids, and what it is to with posture and feeling good and getting the right kind of breath and energy through our bodies and giving the best that we can be. And you help people to go there. And we're talking to Nancy Sutton Pierce from Nancy's House of Yoga. But you also have something new coming up.
I do. We just launched a Ustream TV channel called Conscious Living Channel. And we're going to be streaming our yoga classes live. So it'll be a nominal subscription fee. We haven't figured that out yet. You know, we're going to play with it next week, and then probably in 2 weeks after that, we'll be up and running. So you can log on to, just go to ustream.com.
Ustream, is that
U?
Is that
capital
like
U?
U, okay.
S-T-R-E-A-M.
Okay.
Ustream.com. And type in Conscious Living Channel, and you'll see me pop up. I posted my first show yesterday, which was just from my house, just a little intro on what I'm going to be doing on the show and what I'm going to be talking about, and how, because I'm going to have several TV shows. We're going to be streaming the yoga classes live, and then they'll be running afterwards too, so that you can log in and take the class anytime after at your convenience. So you can either join us or do it later.
So you have the Conscious Living Show on Saturdays here on KCNR.
Yes.
And then you have a new website that's just spectacular. Let's talk about your website.
Oh, it's growing by leaps and bounds. Yeah, that's just the beginning. We're ready to launch it even further. So that, because I'm going to have Nancy Sutton Pierce as my main like a business card website. And then off of that's going to be the Conscious Living Show, going to be the House of Yoga, and then my As You Desire site,
which is on A News Cafe.
Well, and that's going to be I'm going to have an As You Desire site.
Okay.
So that will part of it will be the columns that I write for A News Cafe, but more of it's going to be blogging
on my own site about the columns so that we can get a little bit more honest.
Now, what many of you don't know or do know about Nancy, and to share that, is that Nancy will write about topics in her column that some people find to be uncomfortable, but it's very educational, very interesting, and factual. I mean, Nancy was a nurse for 30 years. She's been a health practitioner, and she talks about subjects that some people will shy away from because it's just, but here's a way to be able to interact where you don't really have to look. If you've just got a problem with looking somebody in the face, you can write about it with Nancy.
Right. And, you know, it's real life stuff. I'm not writing about things that aren't on somebody's mind out there, and chances are they're on a lot of people's mind.
Closing thoughts. We have 30 seconds.
Visit my website, consciouslivingyoga.com, and you're going to find out all this information, the streaming, the radio show, the columns. It's all going to be on there, and we've got a ton of information. So check it out.
All right. We're going to be, thank you so much, Nancy Sutton Pierce. Larry Lees is coming up next. It's Carl's birthday, and you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a tennis match on Wall Street this morning. Back and forth from up to down the day after that huge sell-off.
Crazy volatility. We were up at one point, 171 points. And then we were down 83 points.
Fox Business Network's Nicole Petalides on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. For now, the Dow is down 22. This is after we learned more Americans were hired last month than expected, and unemployment dropped a little. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Employers added 117,000 jobs last month, a much better pace than the past 2 months. It drops the unemployment rate slightly to 9.1%. However, much of that drop reflects the number of jobless Americans giving up the job search and no longer a factor in the Labor Department survey. The participation rate, a measurement of the population working or looking for work, fell to 64%, the lowest in nearly three decades. Dave.
Jared, we're about to hear President Obama's reaction from the Washington Navy Yard, what he will call on Congress to approve tax credits for companies that hire out-of-work veterans. More than 70,000 FAA and construction workers can return to their jobs next week now that the Senate has ended a stalemate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
It was a session lasting less than a minute, Dave, and Virginia Senator Jim Webb got it done.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to consideration of calendar number 109. H.R. 2553.
With nobody on the Senate floor to object, the measure funding the FAA through the middle of next month was approved. It ends more than $16 million in subsidies for air service to some small towns, but David also allows the Transportation Secretary to override the cuts.
Rich, Casey Anthony's lawyers back in court trying to keep her from being forced to return to Orlando to serve probation. The judge says he needs more time.
There are no clear-cut answers in this case. It's a mess.
This involves a stolen check case for Casey Anthony, acquitted of killing her daughter. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that gas prices have a tendency to drive you crazy. Us too. So right now, we'd like to do something a little bit crazy for you. When you visit AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can enter to win $250 in free gas. And while you're there, check out the Big 9 tips that we've created to help you maximize your mileage. Free gas giveaway. Now that's crazy. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 11:59 p.m. August 17, 2011.
Well, the Dow down 60 points now, and as they go back and forth up and down this morning, how are markets overseas? It has been a global sell-off. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
And shares here in London down 1.5% right now. Bank stocks have been badly hit. France was up slightly a short while ago, but Asia earlier took a beating. Stocks in Tokyo closing down almost 4%. Investors fearing indebted countries like Italy and Spain might default unless Europe finds a way to keep the cash flowing. The leaders of Spain, France, and Germany today holding conversations, but many analysts saying that extra cash may be needed for Europe's Euro Stability Fund and Parliament approval for mechanism changes. Only that, they say, would reassure the markets, Dave.
Alistair, can you lower your cholesterol without a prescription drug?
Over-the-counter Lipitor may soon be here. The Wall Street Journal reports Pfizer hopes to market a new version of the blockbuster cholesterol drug after the original version loses its patent protection in November and cheaper generic versions go on sale. Not everyone is excited about the idea. One cardiologist told Fox News she worries that patients will not get the right dosage without the supervision of a doctor. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
Until last night, we haven't heard much from Arnold Schwarzenegger since we heard the ex-California governor fathered a child with another woman, prompting wife Maria Shriver to divorce him.
Not only did he attend the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention, Arnold Schwarzenegger accepted an award for his support of the business community and gave the keynote address.
I'm going to run in 2012. I'm going to run for president of the National Bodybuilding Association.
It was his first speech in California since confirming in May that he fathered an out-of-wedlock son.
Thank you to all of you for being here today. Hasta la vista, and I'll be back. Thank you very much.
In Los Angeles, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
The post office delivering more bad news. It lost $3 billion more from April through June. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. And Carl Lindebot, it's 8:05 on August the 5th, an auspicious day. I think someplace in history something happened, not necessarily, you know, life-changing, except for my mother. It changed her life.
And you had to leave the womb and take a breath of air.
Yes, it was very scary, and I'm still not quite sure I'm over that.
America's never been the same.
Phone numbers here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. And, you know, Angel, Coach Bob, just a whole bunch of people in there. Mac, John, good morning. Hello. And I think our weather today is going to be not too bad today. I think we're going to be at about 98. And and right now I think it's about 72 degrees. And, of course, the weather is always brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards. And tonight, I think that Anselmo have
Saturday night is Carrie Robinson out at Anselmo, and you know, Carl, while you and Larry were out gabbing, and we just went over all of this. So
oh, you did? I'm so sorry. You already did.
You know, because
yeah,
it's your birthday, that's okay. Let's talk
about I get older. You know,
before we go into our next segment, let's talk about what's happening today, because we really want to encourage, if you can get out there this morning.
There's a lot of things going on.
We're meeting at Walmart at 11, correct?
Yeah.
And we're taking the flag that's gone across America, and we're going to be doing the Missing in America and Patriot Guard riders, all the bike riders. Let's just all come together, and we're going to...
It's called the Patriot Tour. They're going to be passing the flag via motorcycle to motorcycle group over the 48 states to honor veterans. Now, we're all going to meet. If you want to do this, come on out to Anderson Walmart, out to the shopping center parking lot out there. They're going to bring in the flag from Chico at about 11:15. So then we're going to leave from the Anderson Walmart at approximately 11:40 and take it to Reading Harley-Davidson, where there'll be a reception and there'll be a little ceremony, followed by a barbecue. And then tomorrow, Reading Harley-Davidson and the Reading Hog members will escort the flag to Medford, Oregon. This Nation of Patriots is putting it on, and they support via funding the wounded warriors of our country. And this is just a tribute that started years ago. I can't say enough about it that people need to, if you get a chance, go out to Reading Harley-Davidson or just meet it there at the Anderson Walmart.
And that's this morning in just a few hours. But we do have our Wells Fargo. You know, the market's just been going crazy, and we here at KCNR want to give you an update. Wells Fargo here with Chris Lassandock. Welcome to the program. What is happening with the market?
It's been a crazy roller coaster ride today. Actually, it looks like there's maybe some covering some short positions and people getting margin calls, so people are having to sell to cover those. But currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 65 points at 11,318. The S&P 500 is down 8 points at 1192, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 28 points at 2527. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 600 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 26 cents at $8.57. General Electric is unchanged at $16.47, while Ford is down 11 cents at $10.75. Of local interest, PG&E up 32 cents at $40.97. North Valley Bank down 35 cents at $10.05. And Tri-County's Bank down a nickel at $13.98. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced yield 2.48%, with the 2-year treasuries yielding 0.3%. Oil's down 46 cents a barrel at $86.17, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $14.70 an ounce at $16.62.60, while silver's up 29 cents an ounce at $39.10. This is Crystal Sondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KQMS. I'm sorry, KCNR.
That's fine. Thank you. Welcome to our station.
Welcome to our station. I know it's new,
it's
Chris.
Okay.
Hey, we really appreciate these updates every
day. Yeah, we really do. It's okay. You know, they're like,
Did it run away? Not hurt.
He's going to be hitting himself harder than we are. You know what? This is KCNR 1460. We have a special guest in the house today.
We do. But first, we're going to take a break so we can get him back. We can start with Larry Leaves when we get back and get a good run at him. This would be kind of like, you know, if you ever see the movie Slapshot, and right before the game starts, everybody's kind of skating around. All of a sudden, the fight starts before the whistle goes. You know, so everybody's standing there with blood coming down their faces when the game starts. It's not like that here, of course. But we do start early. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
My love, too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
This summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy from Redding Harley-Davidson. It's better on the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. Today's guest is Catius Clay. Do you prefer Catius or Meow Hamid Ali?
Just call me the greatest. I fight for cats' rights, and I always win fights.
Today's topic is feline vaccinations. It's important to protect cats from disease, fleas, ticks, and heartworms.
Yeah, not vaccinating your cat is like sending it into the boxing ring without gloves. Give it a fighting chance.
Cats count. Call the Haven Humane Society Spay Neuter Clinic at 241-1650.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, 13 in the morning, August the 5th. And our guest today is Larry Lees, and we've got the phones backed up in the chat room going, but let's give Larry a chance here to say hello.
Good morning, and thanks for letting me share your birthday with you.
Well, thanks a lot, Larry. You know, one of the things, of course, has just been in the news. This whole week has just been, isn't this whole week just been just like a skyrocket and things going off? You have the, you know, last week, you had Bethel Church and the convention center, right, and the mall, and it's just all types of things, shooting in the streets. I mean, this has just been kind of a weird week in this town.
Yes.
So we're glad, kind of on a short notice, that you said, yeah, fine, let's come on, because I know there's going to be a lot of questions about different things.
Sure.
So
happy to be here.
Well, great. Okay, well, let's start with Daniel. Daniel, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
How you doing?
I want to say I'm going to give out a salute to my superior officer, of course, but I don't know how old you are, Carl.
I'm 63 today.
Well, then I have to be respectful to my elders also.
Well, you know what? It's not. I never like to think of it as a superior officer. It's just as a senior officer, you know. And you're right. You know, if you're not going to be respectful to my position, be respectful for my age. Okay.
There you go. Anyway, I was calling about that, you know, and then, the other thing that really concerns me is Congress stood up there and they beat their chest, said what a good job they did, and all they really did is nothing.
Well,
and, you know, so they jammed up the economy, and we can see what happened to the stock market around the world, and that's going to trickle right down to our state, our cities, our counties, that kind of stuff.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You know, Daniel, this game of brinksmanship, and, you got to blame both sides, but we need stronger leadership. We need strong leadership that says, "Hey, I'm trying to do this for the country," and come out and make that, make people believe it. I don't believe that anymore because I look at all types of things that are going on, and I'm not sure that the people up in D.C. have a clear grasp of what's going on out here in the country. These plans they have, it's been 3 years, trillions and trillions of dollars. Anyway.
You know what I'd like to see them come back to? Remember back in the days when you used to read about the big fisticuffs and the challenge to duels in the Congress?
Does that mean we have Stone Cold Steve Austin as president? Well, I'm not sure if that works, you know? Okay, Daniel, thanks, though.
Okay, yeah, good day.
Hey, great, okay. All right, okay, here's going to line two. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I'm just fine.
Again?
Yes.
I'm not going to sing this time, I
okay,
promise.
Don't sing this time. I think you probably have a question for
our good morning,
Shasta
Larry.
County Administrator Larry Lees.
Hi, John, good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, listen, I really have a couple questions, but I'm going to kind of focus on this one because I think it's the most important. The county jail closure has majorly impacted law enforcement's ability to do their job and also impacted the overall safety of Shasta County citizens, and I think we all know that. The crime figures are up. There has to be other less important county-funded actions that could be deferred in favor of not closing another floor and, in fact, opening the currently closed one. Do you see any way clear that we can address those issues?
Well, I let me answer your question as it relates to the funding mechanisms. Unfortunately, much of the money that comes to the county through state and federal sources are already designated for specific purposes and cannot be used for other things.
I understand that earmarked.
Yeah. So when we're taking a look at exactly what it takes to reopen the third floor, and I'll tell you right now, the Board of Supervisors agrees with you, and I agree with you 100%. You know, and it's not about supporting law enforcement, which they do, or public safety, which they do, and we all do, but this is about holding people accountable. And
exactly. I wasn't meaning to indict the Board of Supervisors. I'm just
saying
we have to really look at this.
Yeah, you know, and I think you're right on. And we are looking at ways to be able to do that. We're looking at ways to gather new discretionary revenue streams so that we have the opportunity to do that. All of us agree that we need to be able to be in a position to hold people accountable. And when you end up closing a floor of the jail, and there's no consequences to people's actions, then it's very difficult to hold them accountable. And so you're right on, and where you're looking at ways all along. I want to be specific, though, because you said, is there anything we can cut? Is there something else we can get rid of and make that a higher priority? And, you know, it there's nothing out there. You know,
That's what I was afraid of.
We have to use some general fund money to match the social service funding from the feds and the state. And we are actually exceeding our
commitment to it
by $1 million at least. And so John, you're right. We have to be looking for other ways. And the important thing is here, we have to be in a position to control our own destiny too. We can't wait for the states or feds to come and bail us out. We need to be doing it ourselves. So we're actively looking at ways to do that. And so we're going to talk a little bit later about realignment and the Prop 109. And we're going to talk about ways to hold people accountable.
Do you see the state coming through with any type of funding that's going to allow for that to happen in regards to this release of prisoners?
They will be coming through with some funding, but it will not be enough.
Be
in fact,
funding.
It won't be even half enough. So we're going to have to be pretty creative and what we need to do is identify those that are most at risk. And we have to make sure we have those programs in place and look for alternatives.
The easy answer always, Larry, is why not a temporary tax increase or, you know, an assessment for that particular purpose? But it never turns out that those things ever revert to not being in existence again. It might be an ad hoc thing, but it seems to always continue onwards. There has to be some type of an imaginative approach to this thing that can make it happen, because we can't go on like this.
Yeah, you're right. And John, you know, just to add credence to what you just said, if you look at the fire fee that was involved with this last state budget, it's $150 a year for those occupied dwellings. If you look at how that has rolled out, that is exactly where that's headed, where it's not...
It's not going to go away.
Well, not only that, it's not going to be able to accomplish what they've said it was going to accomplish.
I agree with you.
So
we're going to, you know what, John, great questions as usual, and we've got to take a break as usual.
Okay.
But we want to talk, some of the things we're going to talk about, so just, you know, everybody start, you know, start preparing this. We want to talk about the mall that's coming in. Yesterday, we heard from the committee that was opposing that, and we want to hear what the county says in support of this. Plus, we want to talk realignment. Realignment is just around the corner, and after talking to the public defender for an hour the other day on this, we don't have warm fuzzies that we're ready for this thing, and we're getting our first 35 or 40 or 20 1 October. So, all right, got to take a break. John,
thanks
as usual.
For the opportunity.
Hey, John, you're always welcome here, just as everybody else is. Just give us a call at 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 8:21 in the morning on August the 5th. Got great bump music there, Bad Bob.
Hi everyone, this is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy month. monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month, you get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us, business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:24 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leia, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. If you've got eyes, feel free to put them in the care of Dr. Joseph Leia. We do. He's got an on-site lab. He's been in Reading for 20 years doing just wonderful work. He's got the latest in eye care. And eyeglasses, of course, contacts, everything. And you know what? If you have an insurance problem, you're not sure, give him a call at 223-2325, Dr. Joseph Leia. Good man. His staff is so well-trained, and they care about their patients.
We just love you, Chat Packers, and we're going to be addressing some of these questions here with our guest, Larry Leach. But first, I just we do want to talk about the fact that, you know, we reach out to the community. There is a 17th annual Ruth Lake Summer Festival. Ruth Lake. That's Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 3. There's going to be blueberry pancake breakfast. And this is this raises money for the volunteer fire department. Okay. I know many of you are talking about the fire situation and notification in the chat room. We'll get there in a second. But this is a way for you to raise money for the Ruth Lake Summer Festival for their fire department, 17th annual. Okay. So head out there.
Our guest is Larry Lees, Shasta County Administrator. Before we get to the phone caller, the mall, the proposed mall that's coming in here.
You're speaking of the retail center that's on the freeway?
On the freeway off of Knighton Road.
Yes.
That one. Big questions about it. The Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted 5-0 in support of this.
Yeah, pretty compelling case. And as I talked about that, As CAO, I have to care about Turn Creek Bottom. I have to care about the people that live there. And I have to care about the other 168,000 people in Shasta County. And so you're weighing these things, and you're looking at a private developer who's exercising his rights to invest in something. No public money at all. You're looking at some private landowner that have sold their land to have this happen. So is it going to really do what they say it's going to do? That seems to be a lot of the question. Now, keep in mind what they are projecting is that they will create an annual revenue stream from salaries and benefits of the jobs created there from $52 to $74 million annually. $52 to $74 million annually. Now, they have done two private studies, and there was a third study done by some folks that countered their two private studies. And Berkeley was one of the ones that Hawkins did that said, this thing works. You know, in my mind, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, well, okay, let's say both are wrong. Let's say it's not 52, it's not 74. Let's say it's only an additional $30 million annually. Is that a bad thing? I'm thinking, so are we really eliminating some farmland that's being farmed there right now? And the reality is it's a pretty vacant field across the street from the truck stop on a freeway interchange. And it's all private developer, all private money. The other thing is the sales tax that come in. We just talked earlier about opening the floor of the jail. If half of what they say comes to fruition, we get to hire 10 deputies and open the floor of the jail. And that's the discretionary dollars we need. And as I mentioned earlier, we have to take care of our own destiny here. The state's not going to bail us out. The feds aren't going to bail us out. We have to do things. So do you do that at all cost? Absolutely not. You don't do that at all cost. But are we doing eminent domain? Are we taking someone's – actually, we're supporting people's private property rights, you know, to be able to do these things. So there are some questions, but, you know, you're in this for the long haul. You've got a private developer who's willing to invest $130 million into this. I mean, private money, $130 million. You think about the construction jobs, the boom to the economy here just on that investment. So then the other part of that is, well, what about taking jobs from other areas? And is it really going to be new jobs? Is it really going to be new revenue? You know, I believe, and although studies and have said no, I believe that there might be some. There really might be some. But I also believe that we've got an untapped reservoir of revenue of people going in and out, going up and down I-5 that are not from Shasta County. And because we don't have those big stores on the freeway, we're losing that traffic. I think if you take into consideration all the traffic there, it's a little difficult to get into downtown Reading from the freeway. But if you're just pulling off, I think we're losing a significant amount of market share by people passing this by and going up and down the freeway from outside Shasta County. So I believe there's going to be some new revenue there also. I think I've always said that we ought to be doing a tax sharing agreement. And,
let's talk about okay. We've only got like about 30 seconds left, because okay. The questions about, you know, are the jobs just going to migrate from one job to another and other businesses closed, so it's right. Going to be kind of like a wash. Anyway, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Larry Lee, the Shasta County Executive Officer. Carl Endebott, this is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. It started higher by triple digits, then it was losing ground, and that was just in the first half hour of trading. It's another roller coaster day for the Dow, now down 90 points. Early momentum came after the government reported the unemployment rate was 9.1% last month.
The unemployment rate went down, not up. But while this marks the 17th month in a row of job growth in the private sector, nearly 2.5 million new private sector jobs in all, we have to create more jobs than that each month to make up for the more than 8 million jobs that the recession claimed.
President Obama a few minutes ago at Washington Navy Yard. The S&P 500 is down 12 points, NASDAQ is off 38, and most major markets overseas closed lower. This is a Fox News alert.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Creason's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Creason's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale, going on now, open Saturdays through August, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available OAC.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:34 in the morning, August the 5th. Hope you're having as good a time as we are. Hey, 605-4567. I tell you to call, except all the lines are filled up and the chat room's going. Our guest is Larry Lees, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Take a step back in the time to great haircuts, great prices. You know, magazines, good conversation, no blow drying, no pedicures, nothing. Man's last stronghold. This is the place to go to get a haircut. Everybody that I know that is manly goes there. Okay, I'm just espousing a little bit. It's my birthday. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Bad Bob goes there, and that's enough for me. Our guest, Larry Lees, and we've got people lined up here. Charles, good morning.
Bon anniversaire.
Oh, now we're in French again, Charles. You know that challenges me.
Well, it is your birthday, after all.
Well, it is, so thank you very much.
Yeah, Mr. Lees, you were talking about the budget earlier, and how this million-dollar loan from the general fund to the public health fund fits in with the notion of making public safety a priority. I mean, it's like, you know, it fits together like oil and water.
Okay, Larry.
Yeah, thank you, Charles. You know, as I mentioned when I was talking about the budget, I mentioned that we have certain obligations in order for us to bring in state and federal dollars for other different services. You know, people call that the maintenance of effort, an MOE. And, you know, I'll give you a quick example of that. We have, right now, we have almost 23,000 people participating in Shasta County on the CalFresh program. 23,000 Shasta County residents participating on CalFresh. CalFresh is what we used to know to be as food stamps. Now, you could argue whether they should be or shouldn't be, or whether some are just taking advantage of the system or not. But the reality is we have 23,000. And in the month of May, that increased by 400 just in 1 month. People are a little desperate out there. So we have to make our minimum effort, the MOE, we have to make these effort. We have to make general fund participation in these so that we are able to bring in hundreds of millions of dollars into Shasta County. I'll say this. There is
just
one.
Just like priming the pump.
Well, yeah, exactly. And so, again, you could argue whether we should be, you know, feeding these folks or not, or whether some should be working, but we know our unemployment rate is up over 15% here in Shasta County. And we don't have the jobs. And so with that, it's our responsibility as a county. And I told you earlier, not only do I care about those folks down south, but I have to care about the other 168,000. We need to do what we can to be able to prime that pump so that we could bring all the resources in to get people a roof over their head and substance in their stomachs.
Okay. Hey, Charles, thanks for that phone call. Okay, let's go to line two. Gary, good morning. Hello, Gary, you still there? All right, Gary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy birthday to you, Carl.
Thank you.
Hey, listening to the conversations, a couple of things come up. First of all, a tax sharing agreement. A tax sharing agreement has never been accomplished in the state of California between government entities that puts money into a general fund. Now, it has been done for special projects such as L.A. County, L.A. Cities, and Long Beach, building the Long Beach Freeway, which had a certain amount and an end date. But I don't see the county and the city stepping forward doing anything like that. The city county tried to do that here 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and the county would have come out the loser, the short end on that one. But another thing on the mall down on Knighton Road, there's some real problems with that traffic down there, and Caltrans is having a problem with it, and I know Pacheco School's having a problem with it, and I just wanted to hear what Larry had to say of how they were going to mitigate the transportation things.
Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate the opportunity to respond. Let's talk tax sharing first. I appreciate your input on that, but please don't tell the city of Anderson or Shasta County that they don't have it, because actually they do have it. We have a tax sharing agreement right now. We do it often when there is land annexations and things like that, and that money, that tax sharing agreement is developed, and actually that money goes into general fund. Sonoma County is another big county that has tax sharing agreements with most of the cities within the county. And so this actually has been happening quite a while, and it's happened all over the state. So I'm not sure if we're talking about the same thing or not. But I know Shasta County works with annexations and does enter into tax sharing agreements. Now, you are correct in what you said, that there was an effort to have a tax sharing agreement between the city and the county 6, 7 years ago or so. And at that particular time, the city was more supportive than the county. So city vote yes, county votes no. Later, the county came back and wanted to enter into one. And at that particular time, the county was supportive and the city was not as supportive. And so you're right. It's difficult. It's not easy. But I won't say that it can't be done, because it is being done. And we have evidence. I mean, that's data. I could prove that. And the fact that because it's hard, why wouldn't we do that? You know, Shasta County was one of the first employee organizations in the state to have the employees join in partnership with the management to pay 100% of the employee portion of the PERS pension. If we could be first in an effort like that, why can't we be, well, it wouldn't be first because we already have it in place, but why can't we do these other things that may appear to be difficult? I think we can.
What about the transportation portion of that project?
As it relates to the transportation, we're all scratching our heads a little bit right now. We had met with Caltrans. I had met personally, face-to-face, a week and a half prior to that meeting with the Caltrans director, and I asked, did you get everything you need? He said, yes. I didn't ask him to agree or not agree. And I said, is there any problems? And he said, no, we've got everything. We're going through it. I said, would you call me if there's any indication of issues? Now, he was also in a meeting with one of the supervisors, and the supervisor gave him his cell phone number and said, please call me if there's any issues at all, if you need to talk to us. We never heard another word until 5 o'clock on Monday, where they put a letter out there saying that, at first in the presentation, they said that we didn't get what we needed. And then a staff member came up, interrupted that person, and said, well, we actually got it, but we didn't have time. And these are my words, not theirs. We actually got the information, but we haven't had time to look at it yet. And so there is some issues that we are following up on from our end, because there appears to be different standards being established. And
different standards being established for the construction, mall construction down on Knighton Road, then where? Oasis?
Well, yeah, well, we asked that question in the meeting.
And we have to take a break here as soon as you finish this answer.
We asked that question in the meeting. We said, so is it the same process for the Oasis project or any other project? And again, I'm paraphrasing real quick, but they said that, well, it's going to be a little different, whereas the city went forward with stage one and then they signed an MOU. With you, we're going to have you agree to an MOU first before we let you go forward. So it's not the same, and we're trying to understand why there's different treatment of different agencies.
Okay. Hey, Gary, thanks for the question. We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil.
Hey, I'm here with Loanna from As Seen on TV Store. Loanna, what is your favorite gift in the store?
It's the one I use every single day. Every time I step in my car, I use it. I use it when I go on a trip in the airplane. Anytime I'm sitting in any type of chair for any length of time, I love it. It's called the Web Back Support. Now, if you come in the store, we have a really great special on them. We've sold millions of them for $19.95. But in our store now, you can get two for $9.95. Come in today and tell our clerks you heard it on the radio, and you will get three for $9.95.
What a great deal that is. Now, you use these in hot weather. You use these just anywhere, is that right?
Oh, especially in hot weather. The thing I love about it is when you put this in your car seat, it gives you a suspended back support. The air circulation comes right around the back of it, and when I step out, my clothes are not all hot and sweaty.
The only places you can get these web back supports is the As Seen on TV store. That's 1746 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center.
Here we go.
Linda Bott, on the spot. Linda Bott, on the spot. Hey, hey. Linda Bott, on the spot. Linda Bott, on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by California Auto Repair and Smog, Cars, and Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget the Summer Music Series. Join me Thursday nights and let's talk music, fashion, film, fun, what's hot and what's not. On the Spot with Linda Bott Thursday. See you then.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back.
You know, if you could just, you know what, oh my gosh, well, we go
really
live, and you see what's going on in between us. So you're going to be like, hello, that's where the juice is. Going to be high today of 96. Hot. That's what the temperature calls for tonight.
You're going to go into
clear. A low of 65. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew and Ethiopian Yirgacheffe is coffee of the month. And their drink special for August is Oreo Blaster. Don't forget, Thursday the 25th is a cigar tasting event and Tobacco and Brew, Hilltop Drive.
Okay, now we've had questions on the about the fire and reverse 9/11. Angels had, you know, numerous questions. It was addressed via the fire chief, and there's still more questions about it. So, Larry, they're talking about the reverse 911.
Okay, all right.
Among other things.
Okay. Now, I can't speak to the specific incident that happened because I'm not familiar with the data that supports that. But, you know, it seems in the conversation and just listening to some of the questions as Linda was they're fixing my microphone here. one of the things that come to mind, now I actually sit on the Shascom board of directors, and so I will absolutely take this back. It occurred to me as this discussion was going on between break that we do have this reverse 911 system. It works very well. It's very effective, and we have it in play. And the question is, when does people use it and when do they not? And it occurred to me as we were thinking, you know, it's pretty easy in the city to kind of get a hold of everybody within a few block area, make those calls, call it at the last minute. We're not depending on people to move their horses out, move their livestock and things like that, where they need extra time,
and
as Angel brought up.
As soon as they can, yeah.
And so I'm wondering, and I will commit to take this back to our Shascom Board of Directors, because I'm wondering if we don't need to raise that flag, so to speak, earlier, knowing and recognizing that it's not like within a community, a tight community, where you grab your suitcase and run, but you actually need some lead time. Now, on the flip side of that, we want to be careful that we're not creating a panic and having people leave when they didn't have to leave and things like that. But I think what we have to take into consideration is that, as Angel put it, there's additional time needed when you have livestock and things like that. And so I think that's worth looking into, and I'll bring it back.
Okay, you got to thank you. Yeah. On that, and she really appreciates it. Yeah. I think there's a lot of people appreciate it, because we got a lot of questions about that. That first time they knew about it was a helicopter flying
over. Yeah, right.
And what if you're older and you can't, you know, it takes you longer, like you said, an older person that may be disabled, have to get out. How do we know? Where's the information? The fire's not too far. Some of our listeners said that they were prepared. They had the to-go bag and you know, stuff ready, but they were like, where are we? So that's great. Thank you, Larry, for the commitment.
You bet.
Okay, the next thing is the realignment question.
Oh, yes.
You know, we spent a day on realignment, and I mean, frankly, there's a lot of answers to this.
There's a lot of answers to it.
They haven't been done.
Right. There's a lot of unknown still. As these correctional committees are being put together, there's a lot of unknown right now. And you know, we talked about this briefly, and I remember listening to Linda earlier in the week, and I forget which day it was, but she was talking about the level of optimism and being optimistic. And I will say, this is scary. The realignment, the fact that we could, within 3 years, have an additional 532 folks that the state deem as not so bad, even though they're coming, being released early out of state prison, they're not so bad, coming back into our community without the means to house them. We already talked about not having the capacity within the jail. And so you're trying to look for, to be optimistic about this and look for the good side. And so I'm going to put a spin on this, but I'm in touch with reality also. When you look at it, right now, out of 1,000 people that get let out of prison, state prison, 700 are going to be back within 3 years. 700 of the 1,000, 70% recidivism rate, will be back in jail in state prison within. So what we have isn't working. It is not working. So maybe we have an opportunity with this new realignment to create a program through the Community Corrections Partnership. That's what the realignment is creating. They're not there yet. But maybe we have an opportunity to change a few of these people. And maybe it's only, you know, 100 out of the 700 that we save. But we have to make sure that our Community Corrections Partnership is in sync to creating programs that will help to change people and not just incarcerate them again.
Right. Okay. We've got the lines filled up. We're going to take a quick break. Come back.
Please
we're
going to
cut out a lot of things that probably we shouldn't, but so we can get back to this. So right after break, Rod and Norma.
Guest
is Larry Lees. This is Free Fire Radio.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400. 1400.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart annual estate sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Well, I won't be back.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KC 1460. We've got 5 minutes left. Let's go to the phones. Rod, good morning. You're on Free Fire Radio with Larry Lees.
Thank you, Carl. This is Rod Evans. I had a few questions for Larry there, and I wanted to let me just say,
is Rod, you're leading the you're the spokesman for the campaign to save Churn Creek Bottom.
That's correct.
Okay.
Thank you. I thought there was quite a few important details left out of Larry's comments there. He spoke about public property rights or private property rights, and I think that it has to be understood that the developer in this case does not own, but actually a small amount of that property. So there are other owners, current owners on that thing that, in actuality.
And if they don't sell, it's a done deal.
Yeah, losing business on the freeway. I don't think that we're talking about larger ticket items we'd be losing, perhaps some fast foods, which we already have. I think that's one thing that's kind of a myth, is that we seem to be somewhat of an isolated market in Reading rather than being closer to an urban area where people would come here to shop. So I question that. Most importantly, I actually questioned the transportation issues that were brought up. After asking for data for the county for 3 years, the county finally gave it to Caltrans on July 19th. They started to do some studies on it and found out they had some serious public safety concerns, which conflicted with what the county's information showed. They asked for 2 weeks to study it additionally, and the county turned them down. And I thought it was very disrespectful to a public agency that was trying to look out for public safety. So maybe Larry can comment on that.
Okay, Rod. Thanks. Thanks for your phone call.
To talk about whether or not there's enough market there. Well, first of all, the private property. You know, if the developer or who is putting that project, if the people do not want to sell and want to keep it as it is, that's their right. We're not talking eminent domain or anything like that. So certainly. Nobody is going to push anybody into selling anything. So, as it relates to private property rights, I think they still are intact. The second question, you talked a little bit about the market and for additional sales or different traffic. You know, the county doesn't do this study. It's a business that does this study, and they look at whether they're going to have a return on their investment or not, and they spend millions to determine whether this is a good investment or not. If Mr. Evans, if you believe that their data is incorrect and they're going to lose this investment, then that's certainly, I think, a point of view. But I can't imagine a successful business being willing to invest this much without having done their homework to indicate that the data supports exactly what they're asking to do. The last thing is on the traffic. I'm afraid you don't have all the information correct as it relates to our communication with Caltrans. You heard us respond Monday night, Rod, as far as the board is from the Board of Supervisors themselves speaking to how we actually met with them, how they met with me. And so I'm not sure that all the information has been laid out there, and I'd be happy to take more time with you and discuss that.
Well, we'll have you back on as soon as we can, Larry, to continue. Okay, let's go to the phones. Norma Conner, Mayor of Anderson. Good morning.
Hey, I owe you a batch of cookies. Today's your birthday.
Yes,
Thank you, ma'am.
We got like a minute left.
Hey, happy birthday. I will get your cookies, but they will be late.
My birthday's coming up too, Norma.
Thank you, Norma.
So much.
When's yours, Larry?
Mine's in November.
All right.
Thank you, Norma. Thank you so much.
Okay, you bet. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, you know, there's a lot of things going on now. Pipe. And we really appreciate, Larry, that you're here. We've got to get you back on as soon as we can because there's a lot more questions on this. Okay, just want to tell you, remind everybody that Paisano Days is going on tomorrow and tonight, August 5th and 6th. Shasta County Veterans Collaborative is going to be tomorrow, August 6th at 10 a.m. Okay, we are changing our programming come today at noontime. Alana Burke is no longer with us, and we're bringing Laura Ingram back. Changes happen in radio, and we always wish the best for people that have been to our family. You know, but you know, times change and people change. So, Laura Ingram will be back, and there's going to be a couple other programs we're going to be changing to. So, anyway, thank you so much.
Happy birthday, and thank you, Larry Lees.
For the birthday wishes, and Larry Lees for being here. Next week, we've got a great lineup of shows, as usual. So we'll see you on Monday. Just remember...